Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And on today's show, we're going to be playing some music by some very familiar composers, a composer lyricist. But many of these songs will be songs that you probably don't know, because when it comes down to it, there are just a few shows that are known to be written by Schmidt and Jones. Many of them never made it into the limelight, unfortunately.
And one of the things that prompted the program was that I acquired a 2-CD set on the Harbinger label called Schmidt and Jones, Hidden Treasures, 1951 to 2001. And that gave us some wonderful material. And that's what we're going to use to start with. Here are Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt to sing a song they wrote in the 1950s, when their work was being used in various off-Broadway and off-off-Broadway revues. The song is called Mr. Off-Broadway.
Don't bury me on Broadway, boys. The bond sign spoils the view. When I am dust, erect my bust on Second Avenue. Just lay me by the Phoenix, that's good enough for me. Or if you're able to find it, by the Theater de Lee. Just put me on the rooftop or by the Cherry Lane. And instead of a dirge, I would like to urge that you sing this small refrain. Everybody calls me Mr. Off-Broadway, although they know that's really not my name. Still, everybody calls me Mr. Off-Broadway, 'cause it was many blocks off-Broadway where I got my fame. I played in every kind of house, in every kind of hall. I once played Cinderella in an empty shower stall. The stage was kind of slippery, but I mean we had a ball. Off-Broadway melody.
My regards to old Off-Broadway. Remember me to Sheridan Square. Tell all the gang at Jan Hoof's auditorium that I will soon be there.
Everybody calls me Mr. Off-Broadway. Yes, everybody shouts it when we meet. Hey, hey. Although nobody knows me on the Great White Way, still I'm very well respected south of 14th Street, over there, I mean the circle in the square. I played the Iceman Cometh there for nearly a year. I never made much money, but I drank a lot of beer. That's why everybody calls me Mr. Off-Broadway, Off-Broadway Mellow.
Gosh, when I think of all those shows, may not be modest, but I suppose if I listed each one of my credits name by name, it would read like an off-Broadway hall of fame. The Trial of Dmitri Karamazov, crazy. And Sandhog, you all remember Sandhog at the Phoenix? It was a new concept in musicals, all about sandhogs, don't you know? The whole thing took place under the East River. And then there was Ardette and Ardell and Clemenbard and, oh hell, all them Frenchmen. All of them Frenchmen. And Mandragola by Machiavelli. Now that was kind of cute. All about this girl they get with child by a mandrake root. It's kind of special, I'll admit that. Then Pale Rider, Pale Horse. I played in that. Front end, of course. And then a play by Ionesco, all done in esoteric rhyme. Till Atkinson reviewed it, the show was doing fine. But after the notices came out, I lost my job through the New York Times.
And that's why everybody calls me Mr. Off-Broadway. Off-Broadway, way off-Broadway, way, way off-Broadway.
Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt, our composer and lyricist of today, sang Mr. Off-Broadway, which contains a great many references to the off-Broadway scene of the 1950s.
Now, before they really started working together with 1960s Big Show, they helped Julius Monk with songs for many of his revues that played off-Broadway. One of those was in 59, and it was called Julius Monk's Demi Dozen. And we have selections from that because there was a cast LP. Here is Jane Connell with The Race of the Lexington Avenue Express.
Subways come and subways go. To some, it's all a game, and the men who drive those grimy cars are seldom known to fame. But they do their best, in spite of all, with glory in their hearts. For when their spirits start to fall, they can think of Mervyn Schwartz. Oh, Mervyn was a subway man, as plucky as could be. A motorman for the Lex Express on the east side IRT. They said his train was slow, boys. They laughed right in his face. So Mervyn challenged the BMT to a midnight subway race. The train was pretty old, lads, as old as it could be. He was up against the very best of the Brooklyn BMT. But he slammed the doors at Union Square and threw the throttle wide. Then he shouted to his passengers, by God, you're gonna get yourself a ride. By the time they got to 33rd, there was fire along the track. They whizzed right by the local stops, there was no turning back. They whizzed right by the local stops, and Mervyn screamed with glee, "Oh, you're gonna beat the record of the Brooklyn BMT." The passengers were panic-struck, their hearts were filled with fear. They knew when they passed Bloomingdale's that the end was almost here. Although they tried to stop it, word never got around. For right after they passed Bloomingdale's, they passed the speed of sound. Now 86 had come and gone much quicker than a wink. And up in front, poor Mervyn saw the train was on the blink. The train was going faster, although the lights were red. The train was going fast as hell, and the Bronx lay straight ahead. Woo! They hurtled past the Grand Concourse to Jerome Avenue, past the Stadium for Yankees to the park called Moshaloo. They were going much too fast to stop, which was convenient, very. For at the end of the line of the IRT sat Woodlawn Cemetery. Now, wherever the subway workers meet, at the bar or the MBA, they talk of good old Mervyn Schwartz and the way he passed away. They speak of the record set on that famous fearful day, and they say, by God, that Mervyn Schwartz was subway all the way. And if there's a subway heaven, and I don't doubt there is, I know that good old Mervyn Schwartz is up there getting his. Oh, the train may be a bit too clean, but it's lettered for all to see. Mervyn Schwartz, conductor of Heaven's IRT.
A song by Schmidt and Jones for Julius Monk's Demi Dozen review. That was Jane Connell with the wonderful The Race of the Lexington Avenue Express.
In the winter of 1961, I double-dated, and we started our double date with dinner at a restaurant I don't think is there anymore. It was called 17 Barrow. And then we went to see a musical I had heard good things about, and that's The Fantastics. The Fantastics opened in 1960 and ran for 42 years. until 2002. And one of the things I remember is this song. I don't remember whether Jerry Orbach was still in the cast when I saw the production, but I do remember the song. Here is Jerry Orbach and the company from the original cast of the Fantastics to sing Try to Remember.
Try to remember the kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and grain was yellow. Try to remember the kind of September when you were a tender and callow fellow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Beside your pillow, try to remember when life was so tender that love was an ember about to billow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. That made us mellow. Deep in December, our hearts should remember and follow.
From the 1960 original cast recording of the Fantastics, Jerry Orbach and company sang Try to Remember.
Now, there have been many recorded songs that were lost from musicals in a wonderful series called Lost in Boston, meaning that when a show was trying out, songs were discarded because they either didn't work, they weren't right for what was changed in the musical, or something else happened. Maybe a performer couldn't sing something, and we have one of those here from the Fantastics. This is really a wonderful song that was written for Matt and Louisa, the two young lovers, when they got back together. It's called I Have Acted Like a Fool. Here from this Lost in Boston CD is Debbie Pavelka with Richard Roland.
Like a fool.
I know, me too.
Like a silly little fool.
I know, I know.
Instead of the dream I thought might greet me, everyone lied and tried to cheat me blind. I have acted like a fool. It's a tragedy. I mean, it really is a tragedy. If someone were to write it in a book or play, I think you may agree. You'd say it was a tragedy. We have acted like a fool.
We have acted like a fool.
A song cut from The Fantastics, that is I Have Acted Like a Fool, and our performers were Debbie Pavelka and Richard Roland.
In 1964, the Hallmark Hall of Fame telecast a version of The Fantastics, and it was reduced, for some bizarre reason, to 1 hour. I have never had any of the recordings from that telecast until that's 2-CD set I was telling you about on the Harbinger label, and this is one of the hidden treasures. From the television version of The Fantastics, we have Burt Lahr and Stanley Holloway as the fathers to sing Plant a Radish.
Oh, by the way, how's your garden?
Oh, growing.
Mine too.
It's so dependable. Gardens go on growing.
Oh, yes, indeed, they do.
I tell you, I love vegetables.
True, I love them too.
Plant a radish, get a radish, never any doubt.
That's why I love vegetables, you know what you're about.
Plant a turnip, get a turnip, maybe you'll get two. That's why I love vegetables, you know that they'll come through.
They're dependable,
and they're befriendable.
They're the best pal a parent's ever known.
While with children,
it's bewildering. You don't know until the seed is nearly grown just what you've sown.
So plant a carrot,
get a carrot, not a Brussels sprout. That's why I love vegetables, you know what you're about.
Life's merry
if it's very vegetarian. A man who plants a garden is a very happy man. Plant a beanstalk, get a beanstalk, just the same as Jack. Then if you don't like it, you can always take it back.
But if your issue doesn't kiss you, then I wish you luck. For once you've planted children, you're absolutely stuck.
Every turnip green,
every kidney bean, every plant grows according to the plot. While with progeny, it's hot progeny. For as soon as you think you know what kind you've got,
it's what they're not.
So
plant a cabbage, get a cabbage, not a sauerkraut. That's why I love vegetables, you know what you're about. Life is very, if it's very vegetarian. A man who plants a garden is a very happy man.
A vegetarian.
From the 1964 telecast of The Fantastics, you heard Burt Lahr and Stanley Holloway sing Plant a Radish. There was a film version of The Fantastics, which I didn't particularly like, made in 1995, and I was disappointed to notice that Tom Jones had written the screenplay, and I don't think he did such a wonderful job.
No, opening up that was totally a mistake. It's a small show and should stay small and intimate. Well, let's move to one of their big hits on Broadway next, I Do, I Do. And that opened on December 5th in 1966 and ran for 560 performances, was nominated for a series of Tonys, but only won for Robert Preston. His leading lady did not win, and that leading lady, Mary Martin. Based on Jan de Hartog's The Four Poster, it was a big hit, even though it was only a two-person show. From that, we're going to listen to one of the big conflict songs. It's called Love Isn't Everything, because it's about a marriage from its very beginning to when they go off together and leave the house for the kids. From I Do, here are Mary Martin and Robert Preston.
At 1 minute after 2 in the morning, 6 hours following my wife's confinement, early on the day of January 12th, in room 22 of the new city hospital, a brand new person suddenly was, who never used to be. He weighed 6 pounds and 14 ounces, and we named him after me. A son, a son, a son.
Love isn't everything. It cannot buy the pills or pay the doctor bills. Love cannot eat the house or warm the baby's formula when he starts crying. Love isn't everything. It won't provide a new supply of fresh, dry diapers. Love keeps you on the run, but when it's said and done, love is what makes it sort of fun, sort of fun, sort of fun, sort of fun.
Bicycle, tricycle, roller skates, clothes,
that's how the money goes.
Cowboy, Indian, hobby horse, guns,
that's where the money runs. At 2 minutes after 4 in the morning, 5 hours following my next confinement, early on the day of April 17th, in room 22 of the new city hospital, a brand new person suddenly was, who never used to be. She weighed 5 pounds and 13 ounces, and they say she looks like me. A girl, a girl, a girl.
Love isn't everything. It cannot hire a nurse, nor fill an empty purse. Love cannot pay for milk, nor put the satin ruffles on her party dresses. Love isn't everything. It cannot sign the check for her piano lessons. Love kicks you once or twice, but when you pay the price, love is what makes it sorta nice, sorta nice, sorta nice, sorta nice.
Baby dolls, mama dolls, safety pins, clothes,
that's how the money goes.
Midi blouse, petticoat, Buster Brown shoes,
gives you the money blue.
Love keeps you on the go, but when you're feeling low, love is what keeps you humming.
While all the bills keep coming,
love is what makes it sort of fun, sort of fun, sort of fun, sort of fun. Love makes it sort of fun.
From the original cast of I Do, that was Love Isn't Everything, featuring Mary Martin and Robert Preston.
That series of CDs called Lost in Boston, Michael was talking about, has the biggest lineup of wonderful singers I've ever encountered. And we're going to listen to two selections from Lost in Boston, Volume 2, that feature songs that were cut from I Do. And we don't know the reasons, but I'm sure they were good ones. The first is a duet for Rita Gardner, and you might remember that she was the original Louisa in the Fantastics, and she's partnered by Ron Raines, and the duet they are going to sing that was cut from I Do is called Thousands of Flowers.
Thousands Do you remember when we first met? It was growing dark near a flower market, and you wore a rose in your hair.
I saw you smiling there by my side, and though I was shy when I saw you smile,
inside my heart, spring is only starting, and the flowers always will grow. Thousands of flowers will
You heard the first of our two songs cut from I Do, I Do. Rita Gardner and Ron Raines sang Thousands of Flowers.
This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to songs by Schmidt and Jones on The Dress Circle.
That Lost in Boston CD contains a second duet that was cut from I Do, I Do, and it's going to be sung for us by a real-life married couple, Liz Larson and Sal Viviano. Here they are with a song called Man and Wife.
Now that the wedding bells have chimed their final chime, now that we've stood and said I do the final time, Now that I've paid the rent and spent my final dime, come and be my wife.
Now that the weeping relatives have ceased to weep, now that the preacher's closed the church and gone to sleep, now that the wedding vow we said is ours to keep, let me be your wife.
Mr. and Mrs.
To live through the wedding day. Now that we're all alone, I don't know what to say.
You are mine for life, always man and wife.
To live through the wedding day. Now that we're all alone, I don't know what to say.
A song cut from I Do, sung by Liz Larson and Sal Viviano, was Man and Wife.
Another series that came from the Ray Saraband label, which I really love, is Unsung Musicals. And we get a song from a musical that was in New York, but only in the Portfolio Studio that was run by Schmidt and Jones. This was really a wonderful space where they could try new material. They let many new up-and-coming performers perform those things, and they later on went on to great things. So it was really a collective that is unrivaled, I think, any place else. And unfortunately, that's been long gone. But at the Portfolio Studio, they gave performances of a musical called The Bone Room in 1975. And it was very favorably reviewed, but for some reason, it never made it onto stage. Three-character musical about male menopause. And it's about a man who spends his days in the bone room or in a back room way deep inside the Museum of Natural History doing things like clipping the cuticles on dinosaurs' claws. He has an overbearing wife, and he's visited by death. And that's the three people. And he's also visited by Aphrodite. And Aphrodite makes his life rather interesting at some point. But the songs are absolutely lovely, and there is one song about constipation I really would like to find. The one we're going to listen to, however, is sung by Krista Moore from this Unsung Musical CD, and it's one that features a room in a different place of the museum, and the song is Postcards.
Buy a little postal card depicting animals no longer here. Weave a dandy little dinosaur you may assemble for a souvenir. Starting with a single cell, or if you feel you care for something more complex, won't you buy Rex. Once there were dinosaurs mightier than you, until those dinosaurs died of the flu. Postcards! Once there were deities up and down the Nile, until those deities went out of style. Postcards! Postcards! Won't you buy a little postal card depicting Indians at work and play? We have racks and racks of artifacts to bring back memories of yesterday. Silver pins and fancy moccasins that you
That was Christa Moore with a song from the Bone Room called Postcards. And when we get done listening to this Schmidt and Jones 2 CD set that was the impetus for this, I think we're going to have another show because there is more music from Bone Room on that.
And I know we also have a recording of an off-Broadway show called The Show Goes On, which was one of the York Theatre Company musicals in 1997. And it was announced as a limited run. But the show was so popular with audiences that the run was extended and extended again. We didn't have room on today's program for any of those songs, but we will in the future. We lost Harvey Schmidt earlier this year. He died on February 28th. And I'm happy to say we still have Tom Jones with us. And if you're a reading person, Tom Jones wrote a very interesting book called Making Musicals, An Informal Introduction to the World of Musical Theater. We're going to move now to a 1963 musical I had the joy of seeing three times because I fell in love with the leading lady, Inga Svensson. It's a musical version of Nash's play, The Rainmaker, and she was simply marvelous as Lizzie. We're going to be hearing one of the sort of fight songs between the two leading characters. And you know that when two leading characters in a musical aren't getting along at the beginning, they're going to end up with each other at the end. Here are Inga Svensson and Robert Horton to sing You're Not Fooling Me.
Con man! Fake!
Lizzie, stop fiddling with your buttons. Fiddling with your buttons, Lizzie. Nice white dress, all buttoned up tight. Lizzie, stop fiddling with your buttons. Better check again for certain. Don't want to miss a button, Lizzie. What are you afraid of?
Leave me alone.
What are you afraid of?
Let go my arm!
You try to be so high and mighty. You act like you're cool as can be. You may fool your brothers and all of those others, but sister, you're not fooling me.
You ride in your bright painted wagon. You think that you're something to see. You may fool the locals with such hocus pocus, but mister, you're not fooling me.
Wait a minute. The minute I came here, you didn't like me. Why not?
Because you're a liar and a fake.
How do you know I'm a liar? How do you know I'm a fake? Maybe I can bring rain. Maybe that's my one and only blessing.
There's no such blessing in the world.
I've seen even better blessings, Lizzie girl. I got a brother who's a doctor. You don't have to tell him where you ache or where you pain. He just comes in and he lays his hand on your heart.
and pretty soon you're breathing sweet again. And I got another brother who can sing, and when he's singing, the song is there, and it never leaves you. I used to think, why ain't I blessed like Fred or Arnie? Why am I just a nothing man with nothing special to my name? And then one summer comes the drought, and Fred can't heal it away, and Arnie can't sing it away. But me, I go down to the hollow, and I look up, and I say, rain, damn it, please. Let the rain come, let the rain come, let the rain come. And the rain came. And I knew I was one of the family. That's a story. You don't have to believe it if you don't want to.
I don't believe it. You ride in your bright painted wagon.
You try to be so high
and
mighty.
You think that you're something
you
to
act
see.
Like you're as can
you may
be.
Fool the locals
you
with
may
such
fool your brothers
bogus,
and
but,
all
Mister,
of
you're
those
not
others,
fooling me.
Not me.
Lizzie, I'm sad about you. You don't believe in anything, not even yourself. You don't even believe you're a woman. And if you don't, you're not.
It's not true. It's not true. It's not true.
From the 1963 RCA recording of 110 in the Shade, Inga Svensson and Robert Horton sang, You're Not Fooling Me.
We have a quieter moment for Lizzie and Starbuck from the 2007 revival. Here are Audra McDonald and Steve Kazee with A Man and a Woman.
Fa, your wife, what was she like? Was she real beautiful?
Yes. Yes, she was.
That's what I was afraid. That's what I thought. So, between the two of you, how did it happen?
I don't know. That's the worst part about it. I just don't know. I wonder if I ever will.
A man and a woman can be so close together that they almost become like one. They promise to love till life is done. A man and a woman can be part of each other, but somehow it is very strange. The things that you love the most can change. Hard times come, and when they do, you don't mean what you say. But once you have hurt each other, you start to drift away. Then the man and the woman who were so close together can be suddenly so alone, forgetting the lovely moments they've known. And the man and the woman must go back to just living all alone.
It doesn't have to be like that. Doesn't need to end that way. I know it's hard, and yet I feel that you can make it last forever. For a man and a woman can be so close together that they almost become like one. They promise to love till life. A man and a woman can be part of each other, and though troubles may come and go, the love that you have inside will grow. Hard times come, but that's all right. You know that you pull through. As long as you have each other, there's nothing you can't do.
And the
man and the woman who were so close together can be closer as time goes by, as long as they both are willing to try. And the man and the woman will grow closer until the day they die.
It may be true, I just don't know.
I feel so sure it could be so.
A love can last
until you die.
We're going to another song from the Lost in Boston CD, and this was one that was cut from 110 in the Shade. Sally Mays sings Flibberty Gibbert.
I'll buy myself a brand new dress that's cut way down to here. I'll buy some dime store diamonds and pierce some through my ear. Well, just watch. I'll be a Flibberty Gibbet. I'm gonna look so cute, wearing red lace panties and chewing juicy fruit. I'm gonna splash my body with five and dime perfume. You're gonna smell me coming before I hit the room.
One of their shows that probably would have played longer had it stayed off-Broadway was Celebration, which was a 1969 musical that went to Broadway at the Ambassador Theater but only ran for 109 performances because, quite frankly, people didn't know what was going on. It was very ritualistic, had all these interesting masks, and, well, it was just fun. I loved it, but others didn't, unfortunately. Here's the title song from Celebration. And this is performed by Keith Charles as Potemkin and the company.
In ancient days, in winter, when the sun kept sinking lower in the sky, men started to wonder if it could die. Look, they said, the day is being eaten by the night. Look, they said, the darkness is devouring the light. And they were frightened. Some people say that today is the day when the wind will rise and blow the world away. And it may be so, I just don't know. All I know is up until we have to go, I wanna celebrate. I wanna make a celebration. I wanna celebrate. I wanna savor each sensation. See the sunlight rise, feel it touch the sky. I wanna stay alive until that day I die. I wanna celebrate every day. People gathered by the fire. They drank and sang and made up plays. They painted their faces, and in the blaze they waited, hoping for a sign. Some people say that tonight is the night when the bird will fly and eat away the light. And it may be so, I just don't know. All I know is up until we have to go, I wanna celebrate. By the fire to do a play. Our night is dark like theirs. Our world is cold. Our hopes seem frozen underneath the snow. And yet if you will just assist us with your imagination, we'll try to make this humble stage a place for celebration. Some people say that today is the day when the cold will come and never go away, when the bird will fly, the wind will blow. But something deep inside me says it can't be so. I want to celebrate.
From Celebration, here's Keith Charles again with the company and Not My Problem.
The earth is being eaten by machines. Not my problem.
Not his problem.
Taking speed can rearrange your genes. Not my problem.
Not his problem.
God is dead, that's what they said. I read it in an interview. If it's so, I'd like to know just what the hell am I supposed to do? I'd like to see us all become like saints, but since that cannot be, then it's simply not my device. Not my problem.
Not his problem.
Every politician has his price. Not my problem.
Not his problem.
I've become a humble bum.
drop out from humanity. You may think my morals stink, but at least I keep my sanity. I know the world will soon be going boom, despite what we may do. But it's simply not my problem. Somebody screams in terror on the street. Not my problem. Die of hunger, I repeat, not my problem.
Not his problem.
God is dead, that's what they said, done in by Darwin, Marx, and Freud. Free are we from deity. Of course, it sort of leaves a little void. I used to care about my fellow man, but now, hurrah, I'm free. And it's simply not his problem.
Join us next week for the shows of December. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.